Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
Father, we thank you for the truth of your Word. And our hearts are open even this evening, Lord, to receive the truth of your Word. Thank you for your Spirit. Sweet Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are the Spirit of truth and that you are leading us to the truth. And Lord, we thank you that the truth will set us free. Father, we declare that our hearts are a good ground to receive the incorruptible seed of your Word. And Father, having done all through this Word, we'll be careful to give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. And Father, I pray that even as I stand before your people, your precious souls that you bought with your own precious blood, help me to deliver this Word with power, with accuracy. Help me, dear God, to do it with the unction of the Holy Spirit. And Father, in advance, I give you praise, I give you honor, I give you glory for the lives that will be transformed through this Word. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Say to your neighbor, in this church, we are not only hearers of the Word, but we are doers of the Word. And neighbor, when God speaks, the wise listen. So please don't disturb me. Now you can sit on top of your enemies. Oh, let's welcome the online viewers first. Let's welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. It's a Palm Sunday. So this evening we're going to look at the palm tree. And we're going to look at our lives. The palm tree, the characteristics or the nature of a palm tree. And see how it relates to our lives or how our lives as Christians can be likened to a palm tree. Amen. So in as much as you talk about a Palm Sunday, then we can also talk about a Palm Christian. So turn to the person next to you and say, I'm a Palm Christian. Praise God. Psalm 92, verse 12. I have a number of scriptures at the back if you can flow with me. Psalm 92 and verse 12. Says the rushes flourish like the palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. The rushes flourish like a palm tree. Yeah? This is a scripture that you normally give to the members in the church. Psalm 92. But the rushes, they flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Now a cedar in Lebanon is something that is strong and solid and immovable. The cedars of Lebanon is like the trees that are growing nicely. But then I like that when it says the rushes flourish like a palm tree. Okay. So again, let's go to John chapter 12. The same incident that we read this morning about Matthew 21, when Jesus entered Jerusalem and the people were putting down their cloaks on the donkey and carrying the palm trees and celebrating. John 12 and verse 12. Okay, the next day the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. 13. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Now, why didn't they just take other branches of other trees? Or why don't the gospel talk about other trees, but the branches of palm tree? Now, palm tree signifies victory. If you read in Revelation 7, verse 9, when John saw this, when this was revealed to John and he saw multitudes from every nation, young and old, dressed in white, those are the Christians that have made it in heaven or the believers that have made it in heaven. He said they were clothed in white and they were having the palm trees. So they were saying, we have become victorious. we have made it. So when John saw that, you know, he could write it down to say there were multitudes that I could not count who were dressed in white, who were holding palm trees. There's a palm tree waiting for you in heaven. Amen. So it signifies victory. And it signifies long life. We have just read in Psalm 92, 12 the righteous shall flourish. They shall flourish. They shall have long life. And it also signifies uprightness. Okay? And it also signifies the place of water. Where the palm tree is, where you see the palm trees, you know there's water underneath. Because they thrive in that, underneath there's a spring. If you read Exodus 15, when the children of Israel were traveling from Egypt to the promised land, in Exodus 15, 27, it talks about the palm trees, where there were palm trees, they camped there. Eh? Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the water. So the palm trees were where the water was. So even if you work in a dry place, once you're in a dry place and you see the palm trees, you're looking for water, go to the palm tree, because where the palm tree is, there's water. So it signifies a place of water. Now let's look then at the nature of a palm tree. Now palm trees have deep roots, yeah? Done a little bit of research some years ago about this, because I was just concerned, why palm trees? Why palm Sunday? What is, you know? Amen. So, their roots. Number one, okay, the nature of a palm tree, they have deep roots. Okay? They have deep roots. So their roots go deep in search for water. Their roots grow up to 12 feet. So if you know, normally when we bury a person, 6 feet. So how can there, maybe are you two, our 10 or so, yeah? At least the roots, the palm tree can go as deep as that, 12 feet, yeah? And the depths that the palm trees exceed its height. So when you see it outside, don't think that's it. Down there, it has gone deep. Their roots have really gone deep in search for water. Now there's a root ball, and that this root ball, like the all this the type yadi. I guess everybody is unfamiliar to one. Maybe by around the agriculturally, the horticulturally, they will tell us. But like the cycad, and I let this ball. I get come on. So the palm tree also has got this ball, but then yabali, some fibrous roots or white roots, they just go and go search for the water. But it's standing, and then this ball is holding down, but there are fibrous roots that go down. Thank you so much. You guys are sharp, eh? Thank you. So there's a type of the palm trees. Okay. So they tap into the deep sources of water that exist deep within the ground. And then with their roots, they strike living springs. So they stay fed, because did you learn in that? Ne? Remember someone, yeah? Someone, blessed is the man who does not sit or walk or in the counsel of the wicked, eh? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. So you don't have to do any of those three. Eh? You don't have to walk in the counsel of the wicked. You don't have to stand in the way of the sinners. You don't have to sit in the seat of the scoffers. Eh? Verse 2. But he does what? But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. But what I want is verse 3 now. Let's go. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaves does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. Eh? So a blessed man is like the tree that is planted by the streams of water. And we said wherever the palm tree is, there's water. Okay? So for the fact that they are always where there's water, they are evergreen, eh? They're perennial plants. Like if you see the picture that you saw, it looks so dry on the ground, yet the leaves are green, okay? So they are there throughout all the seasons, winter, spring, summer, autumn, eh? Now, how can we relate our Christian life with this? That the nature of a palm tree is that it has what? It has deep roots, okay? Now, as a Christian, you have to go deep. Eh? You have to go deep in searching the word of God, in knowing the word of God. Okay? Be like a palm tree. Be a palm Christian who goes deep, who develop roots that will go down. Your depth must exceed your height. Okay? So when we see you outside here, deep down, you must have depth. You mustn't be satisfied by just drinking a little. Eh? You see, you can please God, but you cannot satisfy him. Every day when you wake up, you have to read the word of God, you have to pray, you have to do right. It's okay for that day. Eh? You have pleased God, but God is not, when you wake up, God is not satisfied. He says, do it again. And now you have to please God again. Study the word, read the word, and pray and do good. And that's enough for the day. You have pleased God. But when you wake up, God is not satisfied. It's another day. So we need to be, you know, going deep and deep. You will not finish God. You cannot finish God. You cannot say, I've read the word, I understand it. Even if you have read, I might have read the Bible more than I don't know how many times, but I still read the word and I still find things that I think, kifitile jwang mo. The last time I read it, was like, I didn't see this. Okay? So we need to go deep. Hallelujah. We need to stay connected to the Lord, to the source. Eh? To the source. Like we said, when the children of Israel traveled in Exodus 15, they saw the palm trees and they settled there. Okay, so you have to search for the living water. Jesus said to the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4, in verse 4, he says, I'm the living water. Eh? So as a palm tree, you must be found where the living water is. You must be found where Jesus is. Hallelujah. Praise God. You must be rooted in him, and he will feed you even during times of drought. You'll not be affected by any drought. You'll be evergreen in all the seasons. A palm Christian does not say, winter again, I guess I pray. A palm tree is evergreen. It survives all the seasons. It is evergreen. So as the person next to you, are you a palm tree? Nah. Do you have roots that go deep down? You see, sometimes I normally say this, that we really need, the reason why we teach in so much in this church is so that you will know why you believe what you believe. You will be rooted. It's not a matter of na agetsebe, you know, kebona baetsa so agetsebe ko kerekeng ya rona bari, you know? Then you are like that tree esinang the roots. Eh? Anybody can come and pluck you out. Eh? Anybody can come and tell you that, look, you are wasting time. There's no heaven. Heaven is full with. Hallelujah. So as palm Christians, we have to develop deep roots. Eh? We have to have that depth within us. We have to desire, go deep, desire the word of God, desire that, suck that water. Hallelujah. Praise God. Number two, the nature of palm trees, they grow upwards. Huh? Did you tell you, when you look at palm tree, you don't find a palm tree a robust. Eh? But it grows upwards. It doesn't have anything to prove or anything to lose. It's just standing upright.
it has this upright stature. Whereas other trees, maybe hadukhula, diba defensive. Diba robust. There's something. Wabona how much I am sorry. Go defend. With the palm trees, no, it just grows upwards. Looking unto Jesus. The finish of my faith. It soars skyward. It's focused. Hallelujah. You know, in Song of Solomon, when the bridegroom talks to his bride, he says, your stature is like a palm tree and your breast like clusters. Yeah? Your stature is like a palm tree. In other words, it's like... Now, how does that apply to us as Christians, as palm Christians? Don't let surface issues face you. Yeah? Fix your eyes on Jesus. Psalm 121 says what? I fix my eyes. Eh? Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. So as a palm Christian, you're soaring upward. Eh? Your eyes, your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. You soar upwards. It does not matter what's happening around you. We just soar skyward. Hallelujah. Psalm 119 verse 37 says, "What? Keep my eyes from worthless things. Eh? Trust in the Lord." In this world, there's so many worthless things. But palm Christians will know that these things that you can touch, these things that you can see, these things are temporal. Therefore, I won't fix my eyes on them. I will soar skyward. My focus will be on the Lord. Hallelujah. So, palm trees grow upwards. Number three, the nature of palm trees. They can't be grafted. There's just that inability for you to graft another tree in them, or for you to graft it in another tree. Eh? I'm sure baruna le ba horticulture kam batla grial na getse. So they have that unique character, unique identity. You know, some plants, you can take another plant and graft it in, and why it's in agamo. In other words, the tree we grafting in it, that tree will suck the nutrients, but then it's not for it alone. A supplier, the natural one, yabia supplier, this one that is grafted in. So the nature of a palm tree is that cannot happen in its life. You can't graft it in what's any something that is foreign in it. Okay? Now, how does that apply to you as a Christian, as a palm Christian? Is that our God is a jealous God. You cannot serve God with other things. You cannot serve God and serve mammon. We cannot play, what is it? Idolatry. Eh? You cannot obey a Christian and then obey something foreign in your life. As a palm tree, you are a Christian. You are pure. Eh? Your blood is the blood of a Christian. Your blood is that which is washed. You don't mix your life with other things. You don't graft in you certain foreign objects. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:24, what does it say? You can't serve two masters at the same time. So with that tree which is grafted in, it's serving two masters at the same time. It is there as a tree, it is drawing nutrients. It's saving itself, but it's saving another master. Hey, that's it, Matthew 6:24. He says that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. So as a palm Christian, your service, your devotion must be unto God and God alone. And that is why God was saying, I'm a jealous God. I give a little mixy while this and that. I'm a God, okay, deserving your whole devotion. If you belong to me, you belong to me alone. We cannot play hallow tree. Love me and then go and love other things and come back and say you love me. Hallelujah. So as a palm Christian, you cannot serve two masters. Have this unique identity, a palm tree in Anliona, that it cannot be grafted in another tree, or another tree cannot be grafted in it. Hallelujah. Okay? A palm tree again. The nature of a palm tree, I'm about to close, I'm done. Okay. Okay, they thrive under attack. Palm trees thrive under attack. They withstand buffeting winds. If you see all the pictures, study cyclones or hurricanes or tsunami, whatever, you will see what let's say debris, what let's say mud and whatever, but you will see the palm trees. It's only in the midst of it. So it survives, it thrives. Be it buffeting winds, be it hurricanes, be it whatever, the palm tree will stand. So the palm tree bends with situations without breaking. It's flexible. If the wind comes from this way, it just bends. It just bends with that wind. Yeah? It is flexible. It doesn't fight. If you remember, Muruti Anabulelaka, when you are sharing the incident of the motorbike accident, yeah? He was saying he thinks if he was trying to hold onto things, he would have probably broken some of the ribs. But he allowed himself, wherever he was bouncing, he was there, as he says, like he was cushioned. But he was, he never fought anything. And as a result, you know, he behaved like a palm tree. You see, when the wind comes, the palm tree doesn't say, I resist and then I'm going to come against. You know, it bends with that situation. It bends. When the wind comes, the side is just bends with that. And as a result, it can't break because it's flexible. Hallelujah. So it can bend even all the way to the ground. And you might think it's over, you know, because it has even touched the ground. But after the storm, it gradually comes back. It comes back and stands up straight. Hallelujah. It straightens up again. So it actually bounces back to its full stature. And it says when it comes back, when it bounces back, it comes back stronger. It comes back intact. Huh? It comes back alive. It comes back unbroken. So it comes back also with its leaves. Huh? It comes back and then stands again. I said, okay, I'm still here. Hallelujah. Okay. So a palm tree thrives under attack. Now, how does it apply to you as a Christian? We need to withstand the storms. We need to withstand the storms with grace and with ease. You know, we don't have to... You know, if you know whom you... whom you have believed, if you know who you are, if you know your God is able, if your God is Almighty God, all powerful God, you give unto him, you allow him to fight your battles, eh? You don't fight the battle yourself. So you withstand the storms, but you do it with grace and with ease. Because you know in whom you have believed. In the midst of the storm, how about Lord? You're a guy, you're a and you just say, God, my trust is in you. My hope is in you. Though I know I'm going through this, it might be difficult. The night might seem too long, but Lord, I trust you. And I know I'm going to go
out of this storm. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So bend with situations. Amen.
It will stop you from breaking if you just bend.
Yeah? In a hurricane,
or in a storm, or in a cyclone, or in a tsunami, or in what else?
Okay. Stay rooted to the ground. If God is your source, Hamatata aitlangwana alwala, it's not time to run around rayo batla mogekole wa gore wa go sega bana ditlhogwana wa go dira. You stand your ground. You know in whom you have believed. Let your roots go deep. Stand in the midst of adversity. Hallelujah. Stay rooted to the ground. Believe this word and stand. You see, if the challenges would not come, what are you made of? The storms and the cyclones and tsunamis come so that the palm tree. What is your substance? What are you made of? So when you go through challenges, you won't know. Hallelujah. When you are under pressure, that's when we know, okay, you are made of pampiri, or you are made of wood, or straw, or a precious stone. So challenges come for that reason. Are you still going to stand? Peer pressure, that's when we know, or what are you made of? Are you succumbing to that pressure? A palm Christian will know. I focus on the Lord. As long as I'm grounded, the roots are deep down there. I won't be moved. Just like the tree that is planted by the rivers. Hallelujah. So stay rooted. Stay rooted to the ground. Know what do Oscar mixa di lo chemzalo. Oscar mixa. Be a pure, pure, pure Christian. God, 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 God alone. Hey, your young mudimu wa tusiwa. No. Hallelujah. Don't give in to that pressure. Yeah? Don't give in. You know, a palm tree just gives way. He says, okay, you are a wind. You pass, I will just bend. Pass. So don't give in to that pressure. Young people, are you listening to me? Are khane re gona le peer pressure. Akere. I was once a young person, e gona peer pressure. But then when it comes, you have to prove gore wena, what are you made of? So if you don't allow your roots to go down, anything will just e go phamole fete ka wena. So it's not a joke that we are reading scriptures in this church. It's not a joke. It's not something that you can take like, what else are we going to read if we don't read the Bible? If we don't study the word of God, so that we will stand. In adversity, we will stand. When we distress, we will stand. We will know our help comes from the Lord. We will grow upwards. We will not allow anything to be grafted in us because we are pure. We belong to God and to God alone. Hallelujah. Okay. So stay rooted to the ground. You will come back. It doesn't matter how bad the hurricane is. It doesn't matter how challenging the situation. Tell yourself as a palm Christian that I will come back, and I will come back stronger,
and I will straighten up. I will come to my full stature. I will come back alive. I will come back unbroken. Because that's the nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we celebrate it now, we're commemorating Good Friday and celebrating the resurrection. He was put down, but he said, look, I'm gonna come back. And he came back. Now you as a palm Christian, you know, don't allow yourself to be buried. When they bury you, say, I'm not being buried, I'm being planted. I'm gonna come up. You see, when you plant a seed, you put it under the ground while you coop it. Yes, eh? But because it's a seed, because it's alive, it will make its way. It wasn't buried, it was planted. Because once you bury, you know. But how do you jwala? Normally when we bury Christians, we say rabba jwala because you know they will rise up. So as a palm Christian, you are planted. How do you challenge the seed? It's like, okay, I'm planted, but I'm going to make my way. Every seed, yatswela. And we see, after a few days, we see the blade. And once the blade is there, and then hutlakela the stem, hutlakela the leaves, ultimately the root, you are up again, stronger. Yeah. Hallelujah. You will come back. Amen. Tell your neighbor, I will come back. Amen. You will rise again. You see, it will be like Joseph. Eh? He was planted so many times. Okay. And we have thrown him into the pit. Eh? But as a palm Christian, or as a vine that climbs up the walls, he came up. So you come, don't allow situations to pull you down. Hi, salo awile. How will I realize or will I? What was I mean? How when I get to say, Seleka, Wagano, go high, never sabbatly, like ever. You know the excuse about nobody found when it comes to saving the Lord? How go high, Ababat? But then the next thing, go high, Ababat, how do you? Go hire Baba to have fornicator. Go hire Baba. You ask yourself, how much are no one? Go hire Baba. Baba, keep a labar on a little. Go hire. But look at your behavior. So now, my advice to you guys is let's live for the Lord. I said this morning, go city campus. Or now, I get a little or limpy vote. And live for the Lord while you're still here. When you die, we should be bold enough to say we are burying a Christian. He's going to heaven. He's going to join the people by Jonah Babonang, all nations, all ages in wise, holding the palm trees, that this person that we are burying is going to be one of them. Risk a bilal or marri. Lusho mara. Mara lusho na. Nasa pulusito or what or rabila ela or ring. Arizibi. Risk a bilala. But my desire is that you live a life of a palm Christian. You be rooted. You have that depth. Your depth must exceed what we see from outside. You must be a man, a woman of substance. You must have the weight within you such that even when the storms come, you will still be standing. The illustration that Muruti always gives of the inflated ball, that even if you try to pull it down the water, it will come up because there is substance in it. There's that air in it. It will only go down when you take out the air. When you deflate it, then it will go down. But as long as it has air inside, as long as we have the word of God within you, no situation will press you down. You will always come up. And you will come out stronger. You will come out unbroken. You will come to your full stature. Hallelujah. Lastly, I told you, lastly, the palm tree is useful. Okay, each part of the palm tree is useful. Yeah? It gives a cooling effect. Now you found that the palm trees is maybe, you know, where there are no other trees, it's just a dry or sand because they thrive in the sand. Yeah? So they give a cooling effect. They give a shade to the people. So people can come and sit nicely under its shade. Okay? And those who are using the products for medicinal use is also used for medicinal use. Also, when you put on the ointment made for it from it, it gives that cooling effect. Amen. And the leaves thereof, these very palm trees, they make the thatch roofs cut on. Now, if you go to the Caribbean islands or wherever, you find those little thatch that they built. Ne? They use the leaves, the palm tree. And also the beams, they make roofs. Okay, the beams. And in the past, they used to use those leaves for like pampiri. Made the whole thing and then it be like a paper and write on them. So it's not just a tree. Esinang. But then it's like the marula tree in our province. We are not supposed to cut marula tree because it has so many uses. Yeah? So is the palm tree. Very useful. Every part of it useful. Now how does that apply to you as a Christian? How useful are you in the kingdom of God? Are you using your talents? Are you serving the Lord with your resources? Look, there's no tree a pillar lang for you. You understand me? If an orange tree is planted here and it has a lot of oranges, those oranges are not for that tree. The tree, it bears the fruit, so that runa ro khone go ja. So are we pileli? Eh? Are we pileli? You are here to serve God and to serve others. You are here to give away your resources, that which you produce. Eh? That's why when you say, how are you? You say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. The fruit tree, the orange tree is blessed to be a blessing. So use your talents. Use your resources for the extension of the kingdom of God. Become a useful Christian. You don't just come to church or add to the membership of the church. But you need to become useful. Hallelujah. So every palm Christian must be useful in the kingdom. Every palm Christian must serve with his talents. Every palm Christian must serve with his resources. Do we have palm trees in the house? I'm done. Each part of the palm tree is useful. The palm tree can be grafted in. The palm tree grows upwards. The palm tree has deep roots. A palm is a sign of victory. A palm is a sign of uprightness. A palm signifies water. It signifies long life. You will flourish like a palm tree. I declare that you will flourish like a palm tree. I declare that you will have good depth, that your roots will go down. Your roots will be full of water, full of nutrients. You shall have deep roots. You shall be evergreen. You shall serve the Lord throughout all seasons. In the name of Jesus, you will go deep. You will be connected. You will be rooted in Him. Hallelujah. You will survive the drought. You will be useful in all that you do. You have a unique identity. You shall serve the Lord alone. You shall not serve other gods. You are sacred. You are holy. You are devoted to Him. You will serve Him and Him alone all the days of your life. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Amen. Praise God. Okay. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your word tonight on this Palm Sunday, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are changing us, that we're becoming Palm Christians. We thank you, dear God, that your grace rests upon us as a church, as families, as individuals, that you are bringing life unto us. Father, I pray for every member of this church, those who are going through adversity. I pray, dear God, that they will bend with the wind, O God. I pray, dear God, that they will come back, that they will come back stronger, that they will stand the test of time. I pray, dear God, that they will be rooted in you. Father, I pray that you will preserve these, your children. Lord, every sheep that you have brought here, every soul that you have entrusted unto us, O God, that we will never lose any one of them. Lord, I pray that the destiny of these, your children, will never be aborted, that they will find themselves in heaven, and ultimately they will hear you say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." May it be their portion. May they hear that. I bless them, Lord, and I thank you for your sovereign hand and your grace upon their lives. In Jesus' name, and everyone said, Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise.
What happens is, when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine in the darkest parts. Let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.
To you, and I'll be to you forever.